You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs Baseball on USA-365.com.
And we go to the top half of the third inning from Crown Point, moving right along in the second game of a doubleheader between the Crown Point Bulldogs and the Andrian 59ers. Gene Clark, the pitcher, due up with the wind howling, probably the strongest it has blown all day. Pitch on the outside corner, a called strike, 1-1. Kolarik with a soft swirl. Here's the pitch from his counterpart Johnson. Chopped foul to the left down the line. The wind now starting to really pick up here at Andrean High School. A good number of the players. You think of DeFreeze, Culture, Lindemann. Just taking a look here at the lineup of the Bulldogs. Beebe, Hazinski, Farinelli. Actually, with the exception of Farinelli and Kolarik, seven of the nine players in the starting lineup for the Bulldogs playing here in the second game. Pitch misses away. Brendan Hazinski in the DH spot, batting six, hitting in place of Johnny Vittori, the starting catcher. Another 2-2. Pitch misses outside. Three balls, two strikes. No outs in the inning. Mostly sunny skies and windy and cool. Here's the pitch. Fouled off the end of the bat to the right. The count remains 3-2. The eighth place hitter, Kolarik. Charlie Patrick, the ninth place hitter, on deck. Crown Point winning the first game 5-2. On the outside corner, called strike three. So Kolarik taken care of. Three strikeouts for Billy Johnson. And that will bring up Charlie Patrick. So here's the pitch, swung on and miss. A little bit of an off-speed pitch from Billy Johnson. On the 0-1 delivery, swung on and lifted foul to the left. The count 0-2, pitcher's count favoring Billy Johnson. Left-handed hitter Charlie Patrick, right-handed pitcher Billy Johnson, awaiting with the two-strike pitch, swung on and miss in the dirt, and down goes Charlie Patrick. Back-to-back K's for the right-hander of the Andrean 59ers. Jake DeFreeze, 1-for-1 with a single in the first inning. Jake on base for the second time, leading off the game for the second time here today, getting on base. Squares the bunt. Pulls back, but instead it's a called strike, 0-1. Middle infielders playing on the cut of the grass. Here's the pitch. The outfield grass, that is. Fouled off, 0-2. Brandon Thompson and Fushi, the outfield left to right for the Andrean 59ers. Doolin and Levesque, left side of the infield, third to short. Nelson and Racers, second to first on the right side, Johnson and McCoon. Johnson and McCoon, the battery for the Andrean 59ers, and now time called. Looks like a pretty decent crowd here for the second game as well. Estimated about 100 for game one. Activity for Crown Point in their bullpen down the right field line. Ball hit in the hole right side and through for a base hit. Jake DeFreeze, two at bats, two singles, both to right. He's aboard with two outs in the inning, and Will Culture will stand up. So Culture, with the white batting gloves on, steps into the right-handed batter's box to face Billy Johnson. Johnson tiptoeing the first base side of the rubber, glance over the left shoulder at the free, squaring the bunt, and lays back, takes ball one. A chance to talk in between games with Ryan Pischker getting the Andrean lineup. Ryan Pischker, of course, the son of Dave Pischker. the skipper of the Andrain 59ers. So watch out. Did that hit him? That pitch went in tight. Coulter was square in the butt, and apparently it nicked his jersey. It looked like it hit him. Must have nicked him. So he is going to, he's aboard. Runners first and second for the Bulldogs, looking to sweep the doubleheader.
Second baseman, Josh Lindeman.
Josh Lindeman, the second baseman, due up. Here's the pitch. Miss catches the outside corner. Boy, it's an expansive strike zone. So once again, an expanded strike zone. Makes the count 0-1. Time called by the hitter, Josh Lindeman, the second baseman for the Crown Point Bulldogs, wearing the number 11 jerseys with the number 11 jersey top, white and red, almost a 1982-86 White Sox feel. Pickoff throw to first, and back is the runner, Coulter. Gray slacks with a red trim down the side. Red high socks. Look to the runner at second. Here's the pitch. There's some heat. Swung on a miss. 1-2. Infield plays straight away and in. Medium depth. Flagpole over right field. Here's the pitch. Fouled off to the right. Still 0-2 to Lindeman. Luke Adams on deck. Crown Point left the runner on in their half of the second. We're in the top of third. No score. Here's the delivery. An 0-2. Swung on and fouled off to the right. An aggressive at-bat here. Josh Lindeman not being hesitant to going after the pitches that he wants. That was a pickoff throw to second and a close play and back. Here's DeFreeze. DeFreeze at second. The lead runner, Coulter to tail at first. Crown Point with three hits, a hit in each inning. Here's the pitch. Misses up 1-2, the count with two outs. Here in the top of the third. Righty to righty, runners start to bluff, and now the pitch misses for a full count. The count goes full to 3-2. White cleats for Josh Lindeman. Wearing the red batting helmet, a slight choke of the bat. Here's the payoff. Fouled off, and you can hear the clink off the pole. Going to be here for a doubleheader today as the Crown Point Bulldogs and the Andrain 59ers entertaining everybody here at 5959 Broadway at Andrain. Not sure when the first graduating class was of Andrain. I mean, I know it's 5959 Broadway, the location, but I would like to say 1959 was the first graduating class of Andrain High School. A private school, a Catholic high school. Well known in high school athletics around Northwest Indiana. The pitch. Swung on and a high fly ball in the right field. Thompson coming over, but instead giving way to Fushi, who makes the grab for the final out. And the Crown Point Bulldogs lead two. They pick up the hit. Can't score a run. Through 2.5 innings, Andrain coming up in the bottom of the third scoreless. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Baseball on USA-365.com and Indiana-sports.com.
When it's time for an oil change in your car or truck, be sure to visit Oil & Go in Crown Point and Valparaiso. Every oil change at Oil & Go includes a free complete vacuum and a free soft touch car wash. Oil & Go is located at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. They also offer free pickup and delivery. In Crown Point, call 219-663-4364. That's Oil & Go, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs baseball and softball on USA-365.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Satterly.
And I'm Kent Lundquist. Together we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore.
We're the hosts of The Feeling of Jazz, and we're proud sponsors of Crown Point High School on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
We've got a neat sports connection with Dade Woodworth, who engineers our weekly jazz show.
So we invite fans to join us Sunday nights at 8 for The Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicmedia.org.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs Baseball on USA-365.com.
Bottom of the third from Andrean High School. No score in the second game of a doubleheader between the DAC Crown Point Bulldogs and the NWC Andrean 59ers. And the first pitch in tight to the leadoff hitter of Andrean. Now the pitch catches the outside corner, a called strike. Tyler Nelson in the batter's box. Now the pitch swung on and a high pop-up going foul to the right. Tyler Nelson 0 for 1 on the afternoon. Now the pitch misses. It goes all the way to the backstop. And the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Swirl to the bat. Kolarik into his wind. The big righty delivers, and the pitch misses away. The count goes to 3 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out. Top of the order for the Andrean 59ers, looking to avenge their 5-2 loss to the Crown Point Bulldogs in the first game. The right-hander delivers, goes into his wine, and the pitch misses for ball 4 inside. So the leadoff man aboard, Kevin McCoon, due up with Kevin McCoon with Mike Doolin on deck. The wind continues to howl here. It looks like it's blowing out toward the south. Now the pitch, here it is. Swung on, and did he go? No, he did not. Outfield playing deep and straightaway, gap in right center. Tyler Nelson takes his lead off first. Now the pitch as the runner takes off. Hit and run on, ground to the left side, and through for a base hit as it moves the runner in the second, and Nelson. So a base hit, that is the...
draws a hit, and next up is number 23, a sophomore, Mikey Doolin.
Mikey Doolin due up. And looks like we're going to have a pitching change as Kolarik will not get a decision here. So a break in the action by Steve Schreier. We'll tell you who the new pitcher is for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Coming up, you're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Baseball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
When it's time for an oil change in your car or truck, be sure to visit Oil & Go in Crown Point and Valparaiso. Every oil change at Oil & Go includes a free complete vacuum and a free soft touch car wash. Oil & Go is located at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. They also offer free pickup and delivery. In Crown Point, call 219-663-4364. That's Oil & Go, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs baseball and softball on USA-365.com.
Hosting a party, shower, or business meeting? Let the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant do the cooking for you. They offer catering packages serving groups from 8 to 12, for 16 to 20 people. Their catering menu includes fish, chicken, pasta, side dishes, salads, and vegetables. You can also choose from a variety of delicious breakfast or luncheon selections at an affordable price. Stop by the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant, located next to Dairy Queen at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point, and learn more how they can cater your next gathering. That's the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant, heartwarming and family-owned, at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs Baseball on USA-365.com.
And we welcome you back to Andrean High School, where there's a pitching change as Gene Kolarik, his afternoon is over, going two-plus innings. And with nobody out here in the top of the third, he gives way to Luke Adams. So Luke Adams comes in from his center field spot to pitch. I would obviously batting fourth still. Trying to figure out who's in center field, and the bunt laid down. By Doolin, the third baseman, 0-1. Doolin did play in the first game. Ryan Pischker down at first. His papa down at third, and Dave Pischker. Quick stretch, here's the 0-1. Breaking ball catches the inside corner, 0-2. The wind now starting to pick up. Luke Adams works from the stretch. Doolin squares the bunt, takes a look to the runner at second. Here's the delivery. Misses inside. 1-2 the count.
So Luke, you got it, kid. 322.
Now the payoff pitch. Tap foul at the plate. Runners first and second for the Andrean 59ers here in the bottom of the third. No score here at Andrean High School. Luke Adams coming into relief from his center field position. We'll try to get you who's in center as Doolin squares the bunt. Here's the pitch, lays back, and he chops it foul to the right. Still the count 3-2. On a windy, sunny day here on the north end of Maryville. Runners take their lead off first and second respectively. Here is Adams' pitch, chopped to the right side. Fernelli goes over to second for one. DeFreeze on the first. In time, double play. Double play of beauty. So it goes a 3-6-3 double play as it does move a runner to third. McCoon retired for the first out. 3-6-3 on the double play. All right, we got confirmation on the center fielder, Charlie Patrick, in. Then who's in right field? We have Charlie Patrick listed as right as in right field. What is it like the who's on first game here? Who's on first? Who's on second? In the box, Nick Fushi, the right fielder. Fushi with a runner at third. Here's the pitch. Grounded right back to the mound. Fielded by Luke Adams. Races over to the bag. He will take it to the bag himself to retire the Andrean 59ers here in the third. So that will do it for the 59ers in their half of the third inning. They do come up with a hit, leave a runner aboard, and we go to the top half of the fourth inning. The Crown Point Bulldogs and the Andrean 59ers scoreless. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Baseball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
When it's time for an oil change in your car or truck, be sure to visit Oil & Go in Crown Point and Valparaiso. Every oil change at Oil & Go includes a free complete vacuum and a free soft touch car wash. Oil & Go is located at 1492 North Main Street in Crown Point and 2806 Calumet Avenue in Valparaiso. They also offer free pickup and delivery. In Crown Point, call 219-663-4364. That's Oil & Go, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs baseball and softball on USA-365.com.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Indiana. This is sportsmanship. Score Sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs Baseball on USA-365.com.
Leading off the inning for the Bulldogs, Luke Adams, now the pitcher, initially the center fielder in this game starting, but now the pitcher coming in relief of Gene Kolarik. And the pitch misses, a count two balls and a strike. Doolin, Levesque, Nelson, and Ricers, the infield from left to right. Pitch misses, and the count goes to 3-1. Now the 3-1 offering, here it is. Ball four. The second, actually, check that, the third time in four innings that the Crown Point Bulldogs have gotten the leadoff man on base. So Rocky Beebe due up. Rocky Beebe a walk in the second. No official at bat. Rocky, pure contact hitter, going over to Steve Strayer. Steve Strayer coming in from the third baseline. By Rocky Beebe, he makes good contact with the ball. We've seen it over the last few days. I'd have to say one of the more consistent hitters for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Crown Point not known as a power team. There's a bunt laid down the left side, third base side, upper fit is Johnson on the first sack. Bunt works, 1-3 on the putout. And moves Adams in the second. And Brandon Hazinski, the hitter. Hazinski, the designated hitter for the Crown Point Bulldogs, an impressive save in game one for him. With Grayson Link picking up the victory. Johnson, the delivery, and the pitch in there, a called strike, 0-1. Track and field going on at the high school football field, which is also the track facility, right over the right field wall. The 0-1 in tight, 1-1 to count. Gap in right center between Thompson and Fushi. Johnson works from the first base side of the rubber, looks at the runner at second, the pitch fouled off. 1-2 to count. Kaczynski up, Farinelli on deck. Farinelli not playing the first game. Johnny Vittori not playing in the first game. Kaczynski waits and time called at the plate. The infield here at Andrean High School, kind of similar to the Crown Point infield from the standpoint that you have chalk, not dirt, down the first and third base line, although you take a look at the third base line. Right, the area right around the bag, pitch misses inside. There is dirt as you round third and head to the plate, but then the dirt dead ends, and then it becomes grass. Almost a fourth of the way down the line. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three in the dirt. Two gone in the inning. Hazinski, a strikeout. And Dylan Farinelli, the hitter, with two outs in the inning. Also, the grass here, having a chance to walk the field before the game, a high grass. Crown Point, a rather low-cut grass surface, fouled off to the left by Farinelli, 0-1. But if you think a lot of baseball fields today, they keep the grass a lot low-cut. You don't see the high grass anymore. You used to hear stories about Wrigley Field and how it used to have a high grass surface. Here's the pitch. Rounded to the left side. The third baseman, too, is right. Doolin on the first in time. And that will do it for the Crown Point Bulldogs in their half of the fourth inning. A runner left on in scoring position at second. We go to the bottom of the fourth. No score between the Andrean 59ers and the Crown Point Bulldogs. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Baseball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Stop by the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant with the best breakfast in the area. Their menu features omelets, biscuits and gravy, pancakes and more. They also serve lunch and dinner specials with homemade soup. The Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant is located next to Dairy Queen at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point. Open Mondays through Thursdays and Saturdays from 6 to 4, Fridays from 6 to 8, and Sundays from 6 to 3. That's the Cherry Tree Cafe and Restaurant, heartwarming and family-owned, at 1312 North Main Street in Crown Point.
Hi, I'm Kent Lundquist.
And I'm Bill Satterly. Together, we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore.
We're hosts of the Feeling of Jazz, one of the proud sponsors of Crown Point High School for on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
We're also proud to bring you music each week from some of the biggest names in jazz, like Duke Ellington and Count Basie.
And artists with their own distinctive styles, like Shorty Rogers and Zoot Sims.
So we invite you friends to join us each Sunday night at 8 for the Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM the Lakeshore and online at lakeshorepublicmedia.org.
You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs Baseball on USA-365.com.
The left-handed hitting Clay Thompson in right field. Leadoff hitter in the fourth inning for the Andrean 59ers. Thompson a hit back in the second. Here is Amson's pitch. The bunt laid down. Third base side on the bare hand. The charge on the grass. Throw across in time by Culture as he guns out Clay Thompson, speeding down the first baseline. One gone in the inning. And that will bring up Joe Reisers, the first baseman, the designated hitter in the first game. Joe Reisers wearing the number 22 jersey. Quickly to work, so too is Adams, and a breaking ball catches the outside corner, tailing away 0-1. Reisers and Adams quick to work here in this inning. Off the end of the bat and line in the right field and pass a diving at Patrick as the ball goes in the right field. Pulling in the second is Reisers, and that's going to be a double. It was an effort, but the right fielder could not come up with it. So a double to right.
Double to bring up number six, the senior, Pat Reardon.
Pat Reardon, the left fielder, due up. Reardon, a one-for-one day single in the first, would be retired on a fielder's choice. In the second, now time briefly called. Andrean white on white with maroon or burgundy numbers on the front. Gold lettering on the front. Burgundy numbers on the back. Nice gold helmets. Guess Andrean's the Notre Dame of baseball from a fashion statement. Pitch catches the outside corner, 0-1, a curve. Luke Adams on the mound. 5'9". Here's a pitch. Another curve in there for a called strike. The count 0-2. With one out, runner at second, Luke Adams looking to KO Pat Reardon here. Here's the pitch. A little bit up. 1-2 the count. Now Reardon steps out. Open stance. Left foot pointed toward third base. Adams looks at the runners at second. Racers. Quick stretch to the belt. Here's the delivery. Breaking ball misses away. The count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. And now time called is coming in. Josh Lindemann now. Johnny Vettori also coming out. Johnny Vettori, the starting catcher in last night's 7-2 loss for the Bulldogs at home against the Munster Mustangs. White cleats for Pat Reardon. From the stretch, here's the pitch. Breaking ball just a little upstairs. The count goes full to 3-2 with one out in the inning. Reardon in left field for Andrean. Adams, quick stretch to the belt from the first base side of the rubber. Here's the pitch off the end of the bat and line. Down the right field line, this is hooking foul over the fence. So we'll do it again on 3-2. Reardon in the box. Danny Murphy, the designated hitter, due up. Boy, what a way for the Bulldogs to respond after losing last night. There's the 3-2 offering. Swung on and missed it. An off-speed curve. And down goes Reardon. Murray coming up. 2 gone in the inning.
Next up, the DH. Number 2, Danny Murray.
Danny Murray hitting in place of Billy Johnson, the starting pitcher. Normally not used in a pro game to seeing the DH at the bottom of the order. Pitch misses upstairs. As a matter of fact, you take a look at the Crown Point lineup. It kind of looks like a Joe Maddon lineup for some games. You have the pitcher hitting eighth. I believe Tony La Russa also used to do that occasionally, too, when he was managing the St. Louis Cardinals. 2 balls, no strikes to count. Tony Murphy, the designated hitter, a right-handed hitter against Luke Adams, stretching to the belt. Here's the pitch. This is low and away. 3-0 the count. Hitters count, you figure Murray will be taking here on 3-0. No score here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. 4 pitches, and that's a walk. Misses away. So a 2-out walk with no score here in the bottom of the fourth. And the ninth place hitter, and it looks like we have a pitch hitter in the ninth hole for the Andrean 59ers. It's Brian Edenfield. Big upper body. Edenfield coming in on a pitch hitting roll for Levecki. Or Levecque. Had a chance to talk with Brian Edenfield before the game. Swing and a miss at a curve. 0-1. Brian Edenfield, if you want to look at one guy that has manners and respect, look no further than number 25 of the Andrean 59ers. When I got there, a chance to talk to him, addressed me as sir. Very polite, very humbled. Runners take off. The throw down to third. Not in time. It's a double steal. Pulling in the second Ricers in at, or pulling the third Ricers in at second goes Murray. Righty to righty here. Edenfield on in a pitch hitting roll. Grips the bat tightly with a great batting glove on his left hand, and the pitch misses away. Double steals, I see them commonly in high school baseball. Good to see Brian Edenfield getting the game for the Andrean 59ers. Was not active in the first half of the doubleheader. Now the 3-2, swung on and missed, strike three. Luke Adams gets out of the jam. Runners left at second and third for the Andrean 59ers. That will do it for the 59ers in their half of the fourth inning. We go to the fifth, scoreless. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Baseball on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Crown Point Baseball and Softball on Indiana-Sports.com and USA-365.com is sponsored in part by Meyer Broadcasting Corporation, home of internet radio stations like The Breeze, The Sea Breeze, and the all-new WFLM.us. WFLM plays the world's finest listening music, featuring the smooth sounds of the original WFLM 103.9 FM, which originally signed on the air in 1972. Based in Crown Point, Indiana, Meyer Broadcasting Corporation recently rediscovered a treasure trove of beautiful musical recordings that have now been digitally remastered for streaming at WFLM.us.
Listen to the smooth